Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is February 15th, 2026, and here are the latest AI updates. GitHub curbs AI slop. Reporter earns nothing renting body. German court denies copyright for AI logos. Grok safety unraveled. This episode is sponsored by Pickard. Power your operations with intelligent automation that gives you back time where it counts. GitHub is rolling out new controls to reduce low-quality, AI-generated contributions that have begun to swamp some open-source projects. Maintainers report rising pull requests and declining signal. Projects such as Curl suspended a bug bounty program, and GhostTea now accepts pull requests by invitation only. GitHub's changes let projects restrict or disable pull requests, add banners to cut comment noise, apply temporary interaction limits, and deliver faster pull request and issue navigation, up to 67% faster. A later option will let maintainers delete pull requests from the interface. GitHub is also exploring criteria-based access and triage tools to help, emphasizing these features remain optional and meant to support maintainers, not replace them. A Wired reporter failed to earn any money after renting his body to AI agents via Rent-A-Human. Reese Rogers tested a platform promising pay for tasks. No bot contacted him at $5 an hour, so he applied himself. For $10, he was to listen to a podcast and tweet, but got no reply. An AI agent named Audi offered $110 to deliver flowers and advertise to Anthropic, sent 10 messages in 24 hours, and emailed after he hesitated. A 50-cent flyer job changed pickup location, and the flyers were unavailable. After 2 days, he earned nothing. The assignments were advertising for AI startups.
Ad break.
Want a podcast like this one automatically created for your own topic? Pickard's automated podcast workflow turns your content into a complete show in minutes. Save time, stay consistent. Get in touch at pickard.de. P-I-C-K-E-R-T-D-E. A German Amtsgericht has ruled that three logos created with a generative AI tool are not protected by copyright. A plaintiff used a generative image generator to make the logos and put them on his website. A friend copied them and used them on his site, and the court dismissed the claim under Section 2 of the German Copyright Act. The court said copyright requires identifiable human creative input that reflects the personality of the prompt author. Time spent, paid versions, iterative prompting, or selecting among outputs do not suffice. The decision leaves protection possible in rare cases, but sets a high threshold and echoes earlier U.S. rulings. A former employee told The Verge Elon Musk is trying to make xAI's Grok chatbot more unhinged. After SpaceX announced it is acquiring xAI, at least 11 engineers and 2 co-founders are leaving. Some will start ventures, and Musk said the departures are part of reorganizing xAI. 2 sources told The Verge employees grew disillusioned by a disregard for safety after Grok was used to create more than 1 million sexualized images, including deepfakes of real women and minors. "Safety is a dead org at xAI," one said. Another said Musk sees safety as censorship and wants the model less constrained. They said xAI is stuck trying to catch up. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.